No Zoom. Our Zoom guest from England is here in person this week. So we're gonna keep it in person. So we're finishing up Tzadi Beis. So we're Tzadi Beis Sif Zion Sif Ches. The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch are here. See the Shulchan Aruch? Where are they? I think they're over here. The pile of Shulchan Aruch is in the back over there. Okay, so the Mechaber in Sif Ches says, like this: Machva shel cholov shenosnu bekira tachas keder shavasa. So you have a pan of milk cooking in an oven beneath a keder shavasar. So hazeya oila, the zeya goes up, the steam goes up, v'nivla b'kedera, and it goes into the pot, v'oisrasa, and it answers the pot. So this is the concept of steam. It's the steam of the milk will answer the pot of milk. The pot will answer the pot of meat. Okay? So the first question is, what's the lumdus of this? How do you understand the nekuda? Why is steam like milk? Why is the steam of the milk? In l'chora, the steam is like water. It's condensation, it's water. Why is it considered the milk? So maybe you would say, well, it's a derivative of the milk. It comes from the milk. So you have the milk, and then the milk creates this steam. So the milk is a derivative of the steam. So maybe it's like a tam rishon. We're going to learn soon. There's a concept of not bar not. Maybe it should be like a tam rishon. So the makor for this is a rush. And the rush brings a Mishnah in Machshirin that the Goyin over here brings down. And the Mishnah in Machshirin says that if you have a tummy bathhouse and it steams up, and you walk into the bathhouse, you're tummy. And anything in the bathhouse is tummy. Now, if l'chari was a derivative of the steam, then if the bathhouse was a rishon, then the steam would be a sheni. So l'chari mavur in the Mishnah in Machshirin that the steam is not a derivative of the milk. It has a din of the milk itself. It's the milk itself. Like we saw Lashon, it's a milk in a different form. The milk now took on a different form. So it's the milk is considered in its liquid form, it's liquid, and it's steam, it's still milk. It's still milk, but it's milk in a steam form. And mamela, it's not a derivative of it, it's mamash the tam rishon. And therefore, machva shel cholov shenasa bekir takas keder shabasar zeh oila. And it goes into Kedera and asters it. Now, based on what we learned last sugya, last sif, how much would it aser? Would it go into the pot? Would it go in Kedei Kulai? Would it go in only to the klipa? Would it aser shishim, pamim shishim? It should have a din like a tipa, maybe. It's not better than a tipa, than a right? If a drop hits the side of the pot, or the bottom of the pot, so you have all the cheshbonis, connected the right, not connected the right, shishim, pamim shishim, so hard, that's what this should be. So measure the amount of steam. Measure the steam, and if you measure the steam, however much was there, a few teapots, then as long as you have shishim against the steam, should be enough.
The steam condensation, or if you consider the steam liquid, so what are you measuring in that?
However much steam, like that level of steam that touched, I don't know.
Is the steam taking up the whole pot? As versus one drop, which is one spot.
It's connected to the whole pot, but let's say you have shishim against like the bottom layer of the pot, let's say, or the outside of the steam, or it only hit a certain area. So look at the Rama. How would you measure the steam? So the Rama says, Haga, Vim haya chalav b'machvas, is taki you did this, ba'inan shishim batavshil, you need 60 in the milk, in the meat, neged hachalav shibamachvas, against the milk in the pan. It's a big chiddush. So you need 60 in the pot of meat against the milk in the pan, not against the steam. That means he's taking it another level. He's saying now that it's the milk in the pan that's ossering the pot of meat. So how'd that happen? The milk is all the way down there. The meat is up here, and there's steam. Okay, so measure the steam. What are you measuring the milk down here for? So obviously, not only is it considered milk, not it's not just a derivative. Not only is it the milk, it's considered as if it's like a nitzuk. It's like you're pouring from the milk into the pot. Now, let's just say you were taka pouring. Okay, so let's say you had a meat pot, or whatever, sitting on its side, and you poured a hot milk kettle onto the. How much would you measure? Only the amount of milk that met, or no? You would measure now all the koyach of that milk is going into the pot.
Right.
It's like it's considered like you're touching. So somehow we're saying is that it's the koyach of the entire milk now, which is being nivla into the pot. It's a big chumrah, big chiddush. But that's what he's saying.
The problem is that steam, what we're saying is that bats of the milk became the steam. Right?
It transformed.
So the part that became the steam used to be milk. But the part that didn't become steam is still milk, and clearly that's not the steam on the pot.
But it's a connection. It's as if the milk is still in its liquid form connecting.
Two kinds of milks that are
correct.
Connected.
Correct. And it's a connection and it's going all the way up to there.
In two different forms.
And this would be a raya. Right. And this would be a raya, by the way. Okay, now.
Let's say part of the pot was not connected to the steam.
Well, if it's not connected to steam, it's not connected to steam. What do you mean?
You're measuring connected all the milk.
Right. You're never measuring connected all the milk because it's considered like the milk is connected. It's one long, pouring.
The entire pot doesn't matter.
What?
He's asking what part of the pot's not hitting the steam.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Because you poured the milk into the pot.
Right.
Even if you poured from the pot onto the meat, you measured the whole amount of milk.
Right. That would. Right.
Which never goes.
Right. In other words, that's the chiddush over here is that you see that the nitzuk is mechaber, that the pouring would be mechaber to the point you would need to connect it all. Let's take a solid. What would you say on a solid? You have a piece of a brick of cheese, both hot. No tatar gavar. Both hot. You have a brick of cheese and I don't know, dry salami, and they touch each other. Do you need shishim only against the piece of touch, the points touch, or you need shishim against all of it? Because the halacha is that it doesn't matter. It's the shishim. The whole piece is giving flavor. So the chiddush here is liquid is like that, and steam is going to have a din of the liquid itself. Like I be this halacha. That's the chiddush over here. Yeah. So that's why this Mishnah in Machshirin is an amazing raya, because the Mishnah in Machshirin shows me that it's not just that the steam is a derivative of it. It's like you're touching the water, and that's why you're tummy. And it's the mechaberet to the water itself. So this is the chumrah of Zaya. Okay? Now, by the way, this thing, this halacha, is we're going to have to talk about all the parameters of it, because this is obviously the main halacha, which is negiah to our ovens. Right? Milchik fleshik oven, what's the problem with a milchik fleshik oven, with an oven, using an oven for both, is only the steam, right? So we'll get to that. Now, hopefully later, we'll just get to the halacha mice of it. But let's just read the rest of the Ramah. V'chol zemayri shamachvas megule. We're obviously talking about that the pan of milk is open. If it's covered, then the steam doesn't escape. Now, is that so posh, by the way? The steam doesn't escape when it's covered. Lemaisa, there is some, heat. If you, on a covered pot, there is heat. Right, if you have a covered challah and you put your challah on top to warm up, it gets warm. There is heat if you put your hand on there, and probably if you would put something on there, it probably could develop even condensation from that heat. But the chiddush here is that heat, it's not coming directly from the food, since the food is covered, does not have a din of zeya. It's choyim be'alma, but it doesn't have the tam of the food. I'm saying, so that's what he's. I'm just saying that's what he's bavarning.
And steaming on the side of the pot. Let's say the steam vent or anything else.
No, let's say it's covered.
The edge of the pot does leak out steam.
Okay, but
steam from the air,
I'm saying if it's covered and there's. I'm just explaining what he's bavarning over here. Okay, What's the bavarni? If there's no steam, there's no steam. What do you have to tell me? This whole line. Oh, by the way, if it's covered, then it doesn't aser it because it's not zeh from the Michael itself. What's the bavarni? There's no steam. Obviously, what I'm saying, there is something that you could have understood. Is it has a din of it's the heat. It's some sort of koyach coming from the pot that you could have understood would be connected. So he says, don't know, that doesn't have this din. And then he says, "Gam Meir Shukar of Kolkach Shayat Soledes Bazeya B'Mokum Shenegia Bakdera." It's also talking that the Zeya still retains Yad Soledes. Now, how high up does it retain Yad Soledes, Rabbi?
Not very high.
It cools off very quickly. Yeah. So it has to retain Yad Soledes. Now, here's a very important caveat. There's a Bam Kash on this. So Freck the Welt on this. What are you talking about that it's only for the Yad Soledes?
Pot itself is the
answer. So there was a shayla to Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yeredech El Kalf Simin Mem that the shayla wanted to know what's the halacha of using an oven for milchik and fleishik. So the shayla wanted to taina three svaras why the zeya, if you cook an open milchik food in an oven, why the zeya is not a problem. So Rav Moshe says one after the other. So Rav Moshe says. So the Shoyal said three svaras why it's not a problem. So Ramosha says that basically like nothing personal, but your svaras are very shvach. He writes him back. So he says the first svar was that the steam by the time it gets to the top of the oven is cold, and the Ramah says if the steam is cold, it's not a problem. So Zakhtar Ramah, one second. Zakhtar Moshe, what do you mean the steam is cold? Who cares?